Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Player.fm, Radio Overcast.fm, Google Play, Learn Out Loud, and, of course, my Blog Talk Radio community, and those will be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. And later on, I will be sharing my audiobook selection of the week with you. Well, tonight, it's about getting your life organized before the new year, and I'm just going to be sharing with you a few tips and techniques and strategies, which I have been sharing with you over the years on how you can do that and get it done. And, of course, I will be also sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion as well. Before I jump into the topic, our question of the week was, name an area of your life that has to be organized. And I want to thank all of you who responded via my social media post. Some of your responses included my whole house, the closet, the pantry, inside the cabinets, the craft room, the office, the garage, and more. So thank you so much for sharing that insight. And I'm going to take that information and create some shows around that in the new year. So thank you again, and look for my question of the week next week, which I always post on Sunday afternoon. Well, my weekly Google search, I did the top 10 New Year's resolutions, but I'm only going to name 8. And this is from Trip Savvy. And these are the top New Year's resolutions. Spend more time. Number 1 is spend more time with friends. Number 2 is fitness. Number 3 is quit smoking. Number 4 is enjoy life more. Number 5 is get out of debt. Number 6 is learn something new. Number 7 is help others. And number 8 is get organized. So for those of you who do not know who I am, of course, I am the host and the producer of this podcast for the past 7 years. I was named the Clutter-Free Queen by Peter Walsh on the Rachel Ray Show this past April, and I have been helping people organize their homes, their offices, and their lives for over 24 years. So let's get started with how to organize your life before the new year. Number 1, in regards to your time, you want to schedule all activities, including rest and play, so not to overbook yourself. So not only do you block out your vacations, but you block out your me time, your exercise time, your rest time. Before getting on this podcast, I check out a feature on my phone where it tracks my sleep. And I really want to get better at resting. So I'm going to track it for the next week, and I'm going to see how I do, because I have a goal of getting up, you know, at a certain time every morning, but lately I've been having problems getting into bed. So I am going to resolve that. But number 1, schedule all activities, including rest and play, so not to overbook yourself. That way when somebody wants to to schedule time with you or want you to do something, you can just look at your calendar and say it's already booked. Number two, be realistic about the amount of time you schedule for tasks. If you think it will take 30 minutes, schedule an hour. And if you think it will take 1 hour, schedule two. You know, this time of year, it's very hectic. Lines are long. You know, patience is short. So always allow yourself for the unexpected. The unexpected electronic equipment not working. The unexpected it takes you a little longer to get a parking spot. The unexpected extremely long line. The unexpected is you might go to one or two stores to get something. But incorporate that extra time into your schedule. Number three, learn how to say no. No is a complete sentence. Saying no to others means saying yes to yourself. So it's always important to know what your schedule is because then it'll be so much easier to say no. And number four, take time out each week to plan the details of your coming week. So whether you schedule a Friday night, a Saturday night, or a Sunday, sit down with your calendar, with your phone, and just really plan your week, making sure everything that's scheduled is in your planner, your organizer, but also making sure, like I said, you allow enough time to get things done and also making sure you have that time in your schedule for your me time. And number five is consolidate trips. You know, don't try to multitask, number one, but try to consolidate your trips. So if you're going on the side of a town where the post office and the place where you want to get gift wrap is, or you are on the side of town where you can get your cleaning done and, well, as pick up a few groceries, map all that out. It saves you time. It saves you energy. It saves you gas. So do that. And next, your paper. Now, for those of you who do not know, on the 29th of this month, 29th of 2018, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 215 North 57th Street, Philadelphia, PA, there will be an end-of-the-year shredding event. So all of those documents that you don't want to take into the new year, please come out and join us for a free shredding event. But you want to toss the junk mail and recycle circulars of stores you don't shop at, number one. Number two, as you've all heard me, have one location for all incoming mail so you don't misplace anything or forget anything because you'll have that one spot to go to. Scan documents so you can get rid of not necessarily copies that you need to have an original of, but copies that you want to keep a record of. Maybe you paid off a bill. Maybe you paid off your student loan, things like that. So you want to keep a record of it, but you don't necessarily have to keep a physical copy. So you want to do that. And then, of course, shred documents. I just mentioned to you the free shredding event. Look for one in your area or create one. Get a bunch of your friends over and say, look, we're going to have a shredding party. And number five, create a physical and online filing system so you can find documents the first time you look. So that's a physical as well as an online filing system. An online filing system is for all those documents you scanned. Physical filing system is for the documents you want to keep a physical copy of. So that's your paper. The next thing is your clothes. If you have not worn it in years, donate it. Number two, when you buy something new, get rid of something. So when you buy a pair of new shoes, get rid of an old pair of sneakers, whatever it is, even if it's a toaster oven, get rid of the old one. Organize your closet so that you can find things the first time you look. So that may be grouping all shirts, blouses, and slacks, all your shoes, all your boots together, all your handbags, all your accessories. And purge your closet monthly and seasonally and each time you do the laundry. So a lot of times you pull something out, you put it on, you don't like the way it looks, you throw it to the side. Well, you know what? If that outfit does not make you feel good and happy, then you need to donate it. When you do laundry and you begin to look at things and they just don't look right anymore, either toss them or donate them. And, of course, do that seasonally, but also do that monthly. And when you take something out of your closet, at some point schedule time to put it back in. Because what happens is we decide, trying to decide what to wear, we're pulling things out of our closet. We do that on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And by Friday, we've got a pile of clothes that we need to put back. So my suggestion to you in 2019 is if you do that on Monday, when you come home Monday night, take the few minutes it's going to take to put those clothes back. Take the few minutes it's going to take to put those shoes together and place them either outside the closet or near the front door. It's just going to take a few minutes to do those things. And then the last area is your space. You want to get rid of stuff you are not using. So if you haven't used it in 10 years, if you haven't used it in 5 years, if you haven't used it in 2 years and it's still in the container, donate it. Use your vertical space because that way you can organize up and you can place things that you may not need and use often. For example, in the kitchen, you can organize in cabinet above the refrigerator things you only use yearly or seasonally. Or when you've got books, you can place them vertical and use that vertical space as well. And even in the garage, you can put ladders and et cetera. Use drawer organizers. Because drawer organizers help you find things the first time, and also it helps you maximize the space, and it gives you access to things when you need them. Repurpose things. You know I love repurposing things, so repurpose those food storage containers as drawer organizers, or use the cardboard roll from the toilet tissue and use that and organize your cords for your electronic equipment. And again, in your space, put things back. So basically, in organizing your life, it's really simple. If you bring something in your home, have a place for it. If something's been in your space in your life and you haven't used it and it's collecting dust and it's taking up space, consider donating it. But have a system for things. Have a system for things that come in, but also once they come in, make sure they have a place, everything in its place, a place for everything. And when you use it, you put it back. When you no longer want to use it, you take it out. And that's the way you really, truly can create a life that is organized. Is you don't bring anything in your house that you are not going to use, and you don't keep anything in your house that you really don't love and use. So those are just some few little tips on how to maintain order in your home and in your life. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then when I come back, I'm going to share my audiobook selection of the week with you.
From Closet and Storage Concepts, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
And that was Bob Lewis of Closet and Storage Concepts. And if you're thinking about redoing your closet, or maybe transforming a closet into an office, or maybe you just want some nice systems in your home, in your garage, in your office, please give them a call. Well, our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/ and choose from over 180,000 audio programs, download a title for free, and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/ get organized. That's audibletrial.com/ get organized. And my audiobook selection for this week is It's All Too Much, An Easy Plan for Living a Richer Life with Less Stuff by Mr. Peter Walsh. And this is a book for systems for managing the clutter, for gaining control, and living the life you imagine for yourself again. Systems for managing your clutter, regaining control, and living the life you imagined for yourself. So again, it's all too much an easy plan for living a richer life with less stuff by Mr. Peter Walsh, and that's my audiobook selection for this week. Well, it's near the end of the year, so if you're tired of living with piles, if you're ready to find things the first time you look, if you want to better manage your time in your life, then you need to join the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It's a safe place where you can post questions, photos, and videos of your organizing challenges and receive strategies that will help you get your life in order. For an investment of $7 a month, you will have access to personal strategies from me, live organizing strategies Q&A, which I just had one this evening. You can participate in the Organize 365 Challenge, weekly declutter focus, and be the first to see product review. Again, for an investment of $7 a month, but the first month is $1, you'll have access to all that and a lot more. And this past weekend, one of the things, the benefits of the group is you have access to me. So one of the members posted that she was frustrated because she had a to-do list, but she wasn't getting everything done. And I told her after I looked at the list, because she posted the list on top side online of everything she accomplished, I said, you know, sometimes we have to look at what we've done. You know, look at the glass half full instead of half empty, but we also sometimes need to put the list down. And I shared with her my list for Saturday. And I said, I didn't cross everything off, and right now I am exhausted. So I'm going to put my list down. I'm going to eat some dinner. I'm going to prop my feet up, and I'm going to watch a funny video. And sometimes we need to just stop. We need to pat ourselves on the back for what we have crossed off the list, because we can take stuff from the list and put it on the new list, which is what we always do, and we need to rest. Because what's happening is we're overwhelming ourselves, we're pushing ourselves, we're causing ourselves to get burned out, stressed, and anxious, and we don't need to. So those are some of the benefits you receive when you're a part of a small community of everyone in that group is on their journey to getting an organized life, and I give them gentle nudges, but I also am on this journey with them, guiding them and leading them along the way. So, you know, check out the group. Go to the website, janetmtaylor.com. Click on the Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group, and for $1, you get to test it out, and after that, there's an investment of $7 a month. And for all of you who I'm going to reach out to you tonight, so I know a lot of people have been wanting to join the group, but again, make sure you go through the website in order to, you know, properly register so then I can initiate the next phase, which is the link and getting you connected to the group so you can get the resources that all of the others in the group receive as well. So my Taylor's tip, time tip for this evening are just to live an organized life. Recycle regularly. Schedule administrative time to shred and scan. Create a retention schedule. Purge regularly and donate or sell regularly. And that's it. It's just basically keeping stuff, the cycle going, and keeping stuff moving out of your home and out of your life so it doesn't get accumulated. So those are my Taylor tips times for this week. Now, for those of you who maybe started this year off thinking, I want to get organized, and you're ending the year off like, I didn't get organized, but and that's going to be on the top of your to-do list for 2019, well, if you've been working on getting organized and feel that you need someone to guide you from start to finish, let's talk so I can share how you can get back on track and get organized with my virtual sessions. And basically a virtual session, it's we meet via Zoom, and You show me your space. I give you strategies, and I hold you accountable. So this is for those of you who feel that you just need someone to hold you accountable and push you along the way, and you can connect. But just to test it out, please go to my website at janetmtaylor.com. Click on the contact page so we can schedule a free 15-minute session, discuss your project, and see how I can be an assistance to you and hold you accountable on your journey to living an organized life. Well, I want to thank you for following me on social media and for your likes, your retweets, your sharing. And please continue to share. I'm excited because, one, I am beginning to get some videos lined up. So I'm excited about that because it's going to be several types of videos. One type of video, of course, is going to be products. I'm going to be sharing different products with you. I'm going to be sharing different ways to organize things. But also, one of the things I will be doing specifically with this podcast is I will continue to have the podcast, and you will continue to hear the audio, but I will also offer a video of just the interview with the guest. So you'll get to see the guest. You'll get to see, you know, some of them are authors, so you'll get to see their books. And sometimes they will just bring on some different items that will help you get organized. So I'm excited, and I will be sharing more of that in the coming weeks. Well, today is Monday. You know what tomorrow is. It is Toss It Tuesday. And as we wind down 2018, it's hard to believe I'm saying that, I want you to schedule time this week to do a digital purge. That's right. Do a digital purge. Get rid of some stuff. All those, you know, photos you don't need. You may need to do a digital purge of some numbers out of your, some numbers, some text, et cetera. So do that this week. So that's my Toss It Tuesday tip. Well, my app suggestion is HomeZada. And, you know, they've got a great app. And you can not only track the items in your house, you can track costs of projects and construction. And it is a great app to keep you organized. And, of course, I know a lot of you will probably be getting a lot of new technology, equipment, items for your home. And it's a great way to start before the new year, adding those items to HomeZada, and then going from room to room and making sure you have what you need in the app. So HomeZada is my app suggestion. Of course, my repurpose suggestion is if you, as you are purging items out of your home and out of your life and you come across something that is cherishable and you are not ready to part with it, consider trying to incorporate it into your organizing. You know, those of you who may have followed me via Periscope or seen a video know that I took one glass trays that my mother used to use for entertaining, and I used that in my bedroom on my dresser. So I was able to repurpose it. I repurposed old food storage containers and put nails and screws in them. But if you take the top off, they make great drawer organizers. So if there's something that you cherish and not ready to let go of, consider using it as a type of repurposing it into a storage product. And, of course, you can go to my Pinterest page for more ideas. Now, my product suggestion is I have products on my Amazon store for $20 or less that can make great stocking stuffers or gifts for those people in your life who you want to help on their journey to get organized, from the chef to the craft person to the dog lover and more. I've got some great gift ideas. And also, if you're just looking for something for maybe that person who's in the office and needs a good chair, I have that as well. So be sure to check all the gift items that I have, ideas and items that I have available on my Amazon store to help someone in your life. Be more organized. So give the gift of organization this season. So, of course, my app suggestion and my repurpose suggestion, you can find on my Pinterest page. I have a board of apps that will help you stay organized and a board, repurpose board. And, of course, again, my product suggestions you can find on my Amazon shop. The quote for the week is, I am convinced that there can be luxury in simplicity. Jill Sander. Again, I am convinced that there can be luxury. Two shows left, two podcasts left for the year, which is kind of hard to believe because because of the way the calendar falls, it is Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve fall on a Monday, and I decided I want to take that time off, get myself rested up for an exciting new year. So we've got two shows left. So next week I'll be just sharing a few business organizing tips for the end of the year, and then I'll be ending the year with my guest, and my guest, Beth Macy, and we're just talking about how to live a simple life in 2019 and beyond. I'm excited because I am starting to work on the 2019 guest schedule, and I've got a variety of guests from doing financial wellness to getting your estate in order to your credit to so much more. I mean, there's so many different topics: the home office, your time, getting things done. I mean, the list is long. So I've been reaching out to people, and I hope to hear from them soon so we can get them scheduled. And like as I shared earlier, one of the things I want to do moving forward is I will continue to pre-record all of our guests. But also you will have an opportunity to see the interview. So I'm going to do a video of each of my interviews with my guests, which is something new, and I will be sharing it on social media. So in addition to just being able to listen to it, whether you're at home, at work, or in the car, you will also be able to watch it as well. You'll get to see the guests, and you will be able to, if you're watching it, also, I want you to be able to post a question after the interview. So that is something I am truly, truly excited about as well. So I want to let you know that I truly appreciate you. I mean, 7 years and counting, and it's all because of you. And I thank you so much because you give me the energy, you motivate me, you inspire me to continue to do what I love to do, which is talk about the topic of organizing. So before I go, I've got one more ad I want to run, and then I'm going to close out for the evening.
Hi, it's Thomas, your executive driver. It's true that driver app services and cab companies overpromise and underdeliver. Chauffeur-driven limousines are overkill and overpriced for most situations. Your executive driver provides 5-star rated services in your vehicle with our driver to your destination. No distance is too far. Exchange your stressful windshield drive time into productive backseat travel time to prepare for that business meeting. Catch up on emails and texts. Conduct phone calls, or simply relax in the backseat comfort and safety of your own vehicle. Call your executive driver today to make advanced reservations for your next stress-free travel experience. For reservations, call 484-275-0061. Call your executive driver at 484-275-0061.
And, yep, that was your executive driver. And I wanted to share that with you because, you know, this is the holiday season and it's hectic and you're going from this location to that location, from this party to this meeting, et cetera. So consider your executive driver. and it will take the stress out of the holiday season so you can enjoy the holiday season. You can go to the party more relaxed and just more in tune to what's going on. So check it out. But again, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to do what I love to do. And until next time, I want you to be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media. And please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.